Susan, this week, the Buena Vista School District closed due to a lack of funds. The state took away their funding because it was found that the district was taking money for a program they were no longer operating. Teachers in that district offered to work for free, but the district closed anyway, and the state says their hands are tied by law. Meanwhile, students in the district aren't in school. What's happening?
Well, yeah, there are 22 days left of the school year, and 400 students aren't getting an education right now. So this is an issue that the state is going to have to intervene in one way or another. You know, Senate Appropriations Chair Roger Kahn, who's from Saginaw, he represents that area, is working on the issue. Democrats are blaming the big cuts to school funding for it. Republicans say that that's an unfair attack, that this is just a district that mismanaged its money. So there are obviously political points to be scored off of this. But the bottom line is that you got 400 kids who aren't in school, and they need to be. So there has to be some sort of a solution, and very quickly.
Ken, this seems like a place where politics and common sense are bumping up against each other. Is the state in a position to do more? And ultimately, isn't it the state's responsibility to do more?
Well, this is a big issue. We haven't had a school district close because of lack of funding for 20 years. And that was Kalkaska in 1993, which really precipitated the passage of Proposal A, school finance reform. In Buena Vista, it's a small district, 400 kids near Saginaw, but the issue is a big issue. And these 400 kids have to be in the classroom. I don't think there's any question about that in anybody's mind. And the state and local officials are going to have to figure out a way to get these children back into a classroom immediately.
Susan, it seems that no one's really taking responsibility right now for this issue. Teachers said they would work for free. Who's responsible for this? Ultimately, who needs to step up and say, we're going to handle this for kids?
Well, I mean, the district isn't handling it, so therefore it's going to have to be up to the state. And, you know, I think that is a pretty powerful statement for teachers to have been willing to have gone without pay for the betterment of their students. And hopefully that will inspire lawmakers who, you know, might be skeptical about spending money again on another district that has not handled its finances correctly, like Highland Park last year. But, you know, you've got some dedicated staff there, and you've got 400 children to worry about. And this is a time where emergency measures have to be taken.
Finally, there's been some murmurings about a possible Democratic candidate for governor here in Michigan. Congressman Mark Schauer's name has come up. Ken, what do we know about him?
Well, he served in the state Senate. He served one term in Congress from sort of central southern Michigan district. He's been politically active for many, many years. My general view for Republicans is they have to treat any candidate seriously. The governor and the Republican legislature have done a lot of things in the last couple of years. They haven't necessarily played well with everybody in Michigan. You can have your own opinion about whether what they did was good, bad, or indifferent. But I just think that Governor Snyder has to take any candidate seriously at this point.
Susan, it's being assumed, I think, by most parties that the governor will be facing re-election in 2014, that he does plan to run again. Would a candidate like Schauer give him a tough run?
Well, it's very early on in the process, so I know I'm paid to be wrong as a pundit, but I don't want to go there right now. But I will say that I think Mark does bring some assets as a candidate. First and foremost, he knows how to raise money, and a lot of it. And Democrats are certainly going to need to be well-funded if they want to take on Rick Snyder, who, you know, as we know, can self-fund and has already made an ask from big donors for $15 million. For his disadvantages, he comes from Battle Creek, actually, where the governor is from, which is kind of a fun little anecdote there. But it always helps to be from a more well-known area like Southeast Michigan. So he's not well-known. He's got a lot to make up for name ID. But Mark is very personal. He's very media savvy. And I think the Democrats are going to coalesce around him. Most Democrats I've talked to seem very happy with him at the top of the ticket.
As you said, it's still early in the process, so we'll keep watching. Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. And Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, good to talk to you.
Hey, thank you again.
Thank you.